Joining us right now is Kyle Arrington. Hey, Kyle.
How you guys doing?
Good. I don't know. Do you know who we are?
Of course.
Speak for yourself, Fred.
We only pass each other.
We have to talk to him all the time.
But, you know, I don't know, because, like, you know, I go into the locker room, but I don't know if you guys know, like, who, like, I am, for example. Not that you need to.
Fred's
but,
our boss, yeah. Kyle, if you haven't been able to figure it out.
The publisher, editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
I've seen you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
So you're the one?
Rat-row.
You're the one that watches that show?
Wait, you watch our TV show?
We're
gonna have to clean that up.
I've flipped a few channels here and there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I do work here, by the way. Anyway, but thanks for coming on.
No, it's the least I could do.
I know you guys are busy right now, even though it's the off season. You're busy training, doing whatever. What else are you doing besides lifting weights and running?
Raising a baby.
Yeah,
it's a full time job.
That's right. You just had a new one.
Yes, he's a month and 2 days now.
Congratulations. And,
how's that going?
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet.
you look a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a full-time job. That changes everything you do. And
now, do you take part in all the baby chores? Or, you know.
Well, up until Monday?
Not, you know, the wife's listening. I'm not going to say that up here and lie. But, no, I do what I can. You know, I've changed a lot of Pampers. I'm not saying I've changed all of them.
right.
Because he runs through a lot.
Okay.
So, I change Pampers. You know, I try to, cook, do the dishes, laundry, try to pick up the slacks. I know that the wife, she's at home most of the time, taking care of the baby. So I try to help out as much as I can.
Okay. Now, did those Pampers come from Adrian Wilson? Did he provide those Pampers for the baby?
He did. You know what? He was a man of his word. They showed up at our door.
Nice.
The UPS truck had three huge boxes unloaded right in front of my door. And I said, you know what? I have a good idea what those are.
Now, does that mean he gets the number?
Yeah, well,
is that the deal?
Are we breaking news here?
No. We're still negotiating. We're still trying to work something out. You know,
he get college tuition.
You know,
out of
he gets free Pampers regardless. So you know,
right? Mm-hmm. We all thought
it was
that.
Just a nice gesture. It was a nice gesture at his point. Yeah. Now, if he comes over and babysits,
that's worth money.
That's huge.
Cash money. Yeah.
To get a good babysitter.
A babysitter you can trust.
That might be a.
I came home once to find my kid hiding in the dryer. So, you know, to have a good babysitter is really,
really
important.
Invaluable.
Did he get a washer first?
No, they
at least he was clean.
They're playing hide and seek, and apparently, you know, the dryer was in play. So
you
were allowed to go hide in the dryer, you know.
So you're negotiating with Adrian Wilson, but you had a chance to negotiate a free agent contract for the first time. What was that process? What was the whole process like for you?
It was a little just the uncertainty. You know, because it's the business part of football, you know, it being a business is just so, it can be a little nerve-wracking. I mean, I've been here for 4 years, you know, developed a good relationship, players, coaches, liked it here, wanted to be here, felt, you know, Patriots wanted me to be here as well. So I'm just glad, fortunate, everything was able to work out.
Did you have any doubts that you'd be back, or is it just, you know, like you mentioned the uncertainty was... You obviously wanted to be back.
You
signed pretty quick, and congratulations!
Thank you.
You know, a big deal, and a lot of our listeners have been commenting on the fact that you mentioned the 4 years. It just goes by in a blink. You come in and you're on, like, practice squads, and then you come in, you find a job, mm-hmm. and now you're signing a big money deal.
The veterans, you know, that's the first thing they always tell rookies when you come in. When I came in, got here 2009, it goes by quick. And they weren't lying.
Yeah. When you do a deal like that, and, you know, it's like signed, and, you know, I'm assuming now you can make plans for the future for your when you come home, what do you say to your wife? Like, honey, this is it. We're
in the money.
We can buy Pampers.
Yeah, no, what's that like? Because I'm waiting for that day.
No, I mean, it's, the wife and I, you know, we went same high school, grew up together, so we both come from humble, extremely humble beginnings, humble family. So it's really no difference. Still come in, ask what's for dinner,
right?
You know, then after 5 minutes of indecisiveness, I said, well, let's just go out. Let's just go out to dinner. You know, so it doesn't work when I'm indecisive and she's also indecisive.
It must be just a good feeling though to know that, hey, if I do this right, if I handle, we're set, we're good.
Yes,
must be a relief.
It's a blessing, definitely. Yeah. To come in, especially when you're an undrafted guy, small school at that, and to get an opportunity.
Yep.
To, carve out a niche for yourself or make a role for yourself on the team and, just start from the bottom.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
Crawl your way.
Do you feel, you're obviously a guy that kind of came in with a chip because you're undrafted. Mm-hmm. You're in a school that no longer has football, practice squad, all
yes.
that. And do you feel now even maybe more of a chip because you have to prove your worth, what you signed for? I know Logan Mankins talked mm-hmm. about when he signed his deal. He wants to prove that not only did he earn it beforehand, but he's going to continue to earn it and not be one of those guys that people say, oh, he got his contract and he's fat and happy, he doesn't care anymore. Do you feel almost even more responsibility now?
I think year in and year out, I just like to be better than I was the previous year. I think once that chip is there, it never leaves. I just wanted to, each year I come into the league, I just want to make a statement, just say I belong here. I want my play to say that. And no different this year.
Yep. So let's talk about the team at the way it finished and what you guys are looking forward to this year. Obviously, I assume you guys felt you came up short. In that game in Baltimore, you wanted to finish the deal.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the season itself had its ups and downs. Was there a time specifically talking about the secondary mm-hmm. where you felt, okay, we're playing, this is the way it should be, because there was some changes in personnel mm-hmm. and who was playing in what position and injuries, but was there a time maybe after Tlaib came on where you guys felt, okay, we're hitting our stride? And if that's true, tell us why you think that was.
I mean, there's a lot of factors, multiple factors that go into a season. You can, I guess, attribute success or some derail to. Tlaib definitely was an instrumental part of our team, our secondary, not only our secondary, but our team and our defense, as far as us being able to gain some momentum defensively, at least going in, last few games of the season, going into the playoffs. And to be able to have him back as well is huge.
How important do you think that can be? Not just him, but, Dennard will be back. You have
yes.
Steve Gregory, his second year
yes.
here.
Marquise, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the whole group is back, and we always talk offensive line continuity,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
obviously the secondary, there's a lot of trust involved. There's a lot of different coverages and being on the same mm-hmm. page. How important can that be for you guys to build off of last year coming into this summer and then the fall?
Huge. And, sometimes there's a lot of moving pieces because and it's also good to have guys that can play multiple roles. Devin, corner, safety, Marquise and I, corner, slot,
yep.
Things like that. So so it's definitely to have that as well as the continuity, as you spoke upon. So it's we're looking forward to it. We're definitely looking forward to it. We're just trying to get better each day, trying to get the most out of what this time of the year is for. I mean, that's just to get bigger, faster, stronger, more comfortable around each other. And so we're definitely looking forward to the next day.
You talk about the versatility. Obviously, you've played outside and inside, started different roles. The slot position, because it seems like a lot of at least our listeners, they say he mm-hmm. looks like he's at his best in the slot. That looks like where he's the most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
A, is that true? And B, are you okay with that? Do you consider that a starting position, or do you see that as a demotion if you're not an outside corner? How do you see the slot position and how you fit there?
Well, the slot position is one of the more opening.
You don't have the side. you got the receiver can go either way, right?
Well, it's an emerging spot. Everybody has a starting slot corner now.
Emerging, yes, yes, that's okay. A great way to put it. As far as the slot receiver is one of the more. Each offense is different, of course, but it's definitely a huge part of everyone's offense now.
Right. I mean, and Wes Welker here caught, 600 passes. So, that's
so,
what you're challenged
with. So it's definitely emerging, and as this league becomes more of a passing game, you see teams, that's just Buffalo, for instance, they stay in four wide almost the whole game.
Right.
So it's almost like it is a starting role for your defense. But I mean, it's huge to be able to step in there and defend well.
Yeah, it's getting so much harder these days in the NFL because everyone's passing.
Yes, sir.
It's a passing league. Out
there playing 7-on-7 almost, yeah.
But that's good for you. That's why you just got some good money, because you're trying to stop them from passing, right?
Exactly.
Supply and demand.
Do you watch this time of year with all the, you know, the free agency starts at the beginning of March and then mm-hmm. people are moving? Obviously, you had your own situation, but do you watch that closely? We talked to Gerard Mayo a couple of weeks ago. These guys did. I wasn't here that day, but and he just said, you know, I just want to keep my head down. I don't concern myself with transactions, and they tell me what I need to know. The draft is coming up now. Do you mm-hmm. do you watch these guys? Do you know the guys coming in the league, or are you familiar with them? How much do you pay attention to these guys?
As the years have etched themselves on that I've been out of college, I've been further and further away from the college game itself. That's as far as football and basketball is concerned, because I used to be a huge college fan, and I didn't know who was in the Final Four, sad to say, the other day.
That happens when you have kids, though. You kind of lose touch with a lot of those things that used to matter a lot more. Yeah. And
Deion Branch was around. He reminds me. But, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, schedule's coming out tonight mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock.
Who do you want to open against?
Yeah. Well, no, but do you, as soon as it come out, are you going to be uh-huh. looking at it to see who's first and who's second? Or, you know, you'll worry about that in the summer? Or...
You know, I'm sure my parents will be calling me, my mother specifically will be calling me to let her know when she's flying up. So that's.
Do they travel well? Do they go to a lot of your away games and stuff?
They do. They do a great job. Every home game, they try to make as many away games as they can. So they do a tremendous job of, and they've always been like that from day one, as far as, you know, Little League, high school, college, and then that goes for all the sports I played. So they've, you know, tremendous support system.
If you weren't playing football, you think you'd be playing basketball?
Don't tell me that. Hey, if Doc Rivers is listening, you know, if Jeff's out there, he can run track.
He often does, you know. He often listens to this.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Hey, yeah. So we're in the offseason now. So, I mean, a 10-day contract wouldn't be anything.
All right. Okay. So that's your.
Some quick scoring off the bench for the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's your
instant
first,
offense.
That's your
yeah,
first
instant offense.
Love,
instant
basketball.
Offense. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what's been the most eye-opening experience with the baby? I mean, I'm sure you thought you were prepared and mm-hmm. you read the books and did whatever, but what's mm-hmm. been the most eye-opening part?
Nothing can prepare you.
That's true.
That is absolutely
just,
true.
Just the progression he makes every day. He smiled for the first time, I think, the second week. For the life of me, all he did was just grunt.
Right.
So I'm thinking the whole time, like, are you using the bathroom throughout the entire day or something? Like, why are you making that face? But no, with the first time he smiled, it was just, yeah. It just warmed your heart. You know, it's crazy. You know, and so he's starting to you know, because the heaviest thing on their body, you know, of course, their head.
Oh, believe me, I know. So, he's got a big head.
So when he was just laying on my wife's chest the other day, and he was holding his head up, and it was almost like he was doing push-ups too at the same time. I said, look at you. That is something else, you know. Yeah. So it's just watching them progress, and they change so fast.
Right. Yeah, that's that Darius Rucker song. Won't be like this for long, and it's true. Good mm-hmm. and bad. You got to tell yourself that too with the bad stuff, like
yeah.
getting up in the middle of the night. It won't be yeah. like this for long. We'll get past this.
Yeah, personality.
I keep telling myself that. I keep telling myself that.
Absolutely, and you'll be amazed. Mm-hmm. Little personality things, and it doesn't matter if he's not talking or anything. You'll see it change all the time. It's a lot of fun.
And sooner or later, he'll be a little wise ass at some point, like my son is now. And
all right, well, Kyle, thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Oh, at least I could do. And I also wanted to touch base with Andy. You participated in a marathon, so I just wanted to say that I'm glad everyone was okay for everyone who was in the foundation who participated. So that's good. Good to hear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Kyle Arrington joining us here in Patriots.com Radio. Thanks, Kyle.